Mishnah is fast. We're holding in Sif Yud. We're holding in the Mishnah Berurahs. We didn't finish the Mishnah Berurahs. Let's see. So we're holding. I think Mem Aleph, the Rambam. So we're discussing pouring this water, which is or wine, through these different materials. Rama says, "Meshamer says, Oser, even my miyan stulim. The time of the Rishon, the Loshlo Yasa, the Rishon, the Bechol, the Dinah, the Halacha, the Rishon." So we don't pass like the Rama. The Rama's argument is not that it's Borer, because that he agrees in logic that it goes in solo, comes out solo, that's not called Borer, but it's a Derechol. Now, Sadorim, it's Mutter, it's Lulim, and not Achurim. Membeis. Even slightly ochr. Dila bachurim legarmi haloy after the harishana ozer b'chinal. Is that type locha shadivrei Rambam? So once it's ochr k'sas, you should be choshev for the sheet of the Rambam that even in something which is not made for the purpose of filtering, it's going to be ozer. Then the last thing was yan migitoy. Pirish oz kol yenus ochurim. At that time of year, everybody drinks wine, which is cloudy, because it's coming out of the gas. It takes time for everything to settle. Even the Mishmeris can't get everything out. So the nature of of that time of year is people don't mind that their wine is ochr. So everybody considers it, that's normal now, so it's not called tikkun. Bilav hachi mishtasi. Can I feel a kashu tarfa manasa ochr? Kisolodami. So even if he would be terrific, which means he stirs it up, which means he makes it more cloudy than it was before. So it's like that's already clarified a little bit. But the Maisa, since people will drink other wines like this, this wine is not considered lacking something that's called a tikkun when you fix it. But it's mutter, the secha sudr. And now that which he's saying, only a sutter, that's going to be told in the two shitas what you're allowed to do it in. Now take a look at the Bir Halacha, Halva Ruyin, page Kufman Beis. But he says, Mishu Istinis, the Afshal Mishti Hachi. A person who by his nature just can't tolerate drinking it like that, which means he never drinks like that. Even shasat chak after ruby dinshi lokapti klau lamina bala daitoy l'day oser the habi burger. So, and that's why we said if a person who has some reason why he cannot, for him he must have this filtering. So for him, it's considered it was not roy beforehand, and there's a tikkun by through the filtering. So that's going to be problematic. Interesting question which comes up is let's say our Mr. Istinus over here wants to be filter it for somebody else who really doesn't mind. So the one who's doing the maisa is a makbid. But the one that Maisa is being done for is an Eino Makbid. So do you define the Maisa Berurah based on the one who's doing it? And vice versa. If you have the person who's a non-Istinus being filtering it for an Istinus, is that a problem? The Maisa Dishah, they bring both of these. The Rosh Hashanah cleared the first Shaila, and the Maram Shik cleared the second Shaila. And the Rosh Hashanah remained a suffix on the first Shaila. The Ram Shik was inclined to be mad to the second Shaila, but he didn't want to say the Loch Lamaisa. Okay. Fine, Yud Aleph. Kim Shasan and Yair Besuder, when you're doing it with a sitter. So we're allowing you to do the mashka, which is whatever madrega it is. Certainly, Tarshal Yasa Guma Basura the Kabbalah Yain Mishum Shinui. We require that it should be done in a way which is not the normal way you do it on the weekday. So the normal way you do it on the weekday, you put the cloth down, then you push it in a little bit, you make a depression. So the wine, when it goes in, it sort of gathers there. Because if it's flat, it's going to sort of like spread out to the top, and some of it might run off to the side before it really starts sinking through. So the normal way of doing it was making this depression. You can't do that on Shabbos. Besuder Memhei. To learn about Mashka Archa Ksas. If we're allowing you to use the Mishameris, we're not requiring Shinuyim. So the Sutter is not worse than that. There's no need to make any change. There's something which you cannot do in a Mishameris. It's only because it's a Sutter. You have to be mocked about how you do it in the Sutter. Mishum Shinui Shalayasa Kublin Dukhal shouldn't do it in the normal way you do it during the weekdays. Yud Bey, Kamakim Shemut the Sanan Yayan Besudr, but the Sananoi the Kfifa Mitzris. So if you can do it with the Sudr, even if you can't do it with the Mishameris, so putting it through a woven basket. Pirish kupash oisa mean hagoma mimina rova. You use different types of leaves to weave up the basket, so it has holes in it, and it'll accomplish. The wine's going to go through, and X amount of the shmarim will be filtered out. But it's not a good filter like the mishameris, which is this very fine cloth. It's nowhere near that. So that's like a sutter. Yisrael yagbia hakfiva mishulei kli tefach mishum shinui. Now you're putting the kli, you're putting this kfifa over the kli, you're letting it hang down inside, you're pouring it through. If it's a tefach from the bottom of the container, so there's a gap of a tefach, that's doing it in a weekday type of fashion. So that's also, you have to do it with a shinui. So it has to go down very low, which would not be the normal way that you would do it. You normally would leave more of a gap. There is another explanation in the Gemara that the issue is an oil. He's making an oil. He's putting now this basket. He has a big container. He's putting the basket over it. And it's more than a tefach off the bottom of the surface. So the upper kli is acting as an oil over the lower kli. So that's... but the Shulchan Aruch does not go with that approach. So the Mishavura, Sivkat Mem Zayin, back on the previous page. So the phrase Kol Malkim Shemut to the Sun and Yain Besuder. Well, the Rabbis the day of Rishayna, they fill Yain Shuacher Sas Dosh to the Sun of Mishameris. Because now, so what are we saying? Even things which only a Sutter is Mutter in, not at Mishameris. For example, according to the first Shita, if it's Acher Ksas. In a mishmeres it's usher, in a sutter it's mutter. Feel hachi mutter the sanan, but kviva mitzvah is. But even though it's usher in a mishmeres, kviva mitzvah is not considered a kli which is miyuchad for that purpose, and it's going to be mutter. Genasuya l'shamer b'moisachol, you don't use it for that purpose normally. Chen mayim betzulim benachur mitzvahs mutter the sanan al yodo. So therefore, you can put mayim which is usher through that as well. Kiva mitzvahs oisa kli osi kanafa shemasanin ba dinam shemeres hel ben yuchel lekach. But if you make one out of these type of materials, it's shaped more like a sifter, and the purpose is for the purpose of sifting, so that's mishmeres. So then you cannot put something which is ochr ksas through it, because using a kli which is made for breira to do that, and that's also. You have to leave it off, lift it off of the bottom of the host kli. You cannot lift it off of the bottom more than a tefach, a tefach or more, because of shinu. Shlo yiyak ubdin l'chol. Okay, Zalta Mishavura. The fee is that if this is the explanation, Samayim Yam Sulan the Gam Mishmeres Mutter Bechanal. According to the first shita, which we said is the Iker shita, you can use the Mishmeres for Yayin or for Bayim. Memela Mutter like Biak Fiva Tavu Yoser. So we're saying over there, if it's Mutter Mishmeres, we're being Mutter raising it up more than a Tefach. That's what should come out. Rabbi Elchanan Shapiro, Rabbi Elchanan explains the Harbor Rishonim servant the Tam Sarshliya Kfifa Gvor Tefach Umishum Cheshash Oil. The issue here is not Uvda Dachol because the issue over here is an oil. The shear of a tefach and the shear of an oil is a gap of a tefach. So that's going to apply to other items as well. You need to, you can't raise it the bottom of the mishmeres a tefach off of the bottom of the kli. Without any of the oil or shach, but the elikish mechasek by kli the kfifa kochel ala kli shatatel. So your goal over here is not to make an oil. So when we learn shin tesvav, we saw over there that there are certain cases where the person's goal is to make an oil. The person's goal is to make an oil, even though it has, even though you're not making the walls on Shabbos, just making a gag, it's aser. But tell which the person's goal is not, he has no goal to make an oil, then it's only us if you make mechitzas as well. Over here, the mechitzas are made from beforehand. Mechitzas of the, you're attaching the shemeris, which is just a sack, onto this large kli. You're putting around the top. The walls are there already, so why is it us? You're not doing it the shame. So Tosis came along and said that since you're covering the whole area of the chavis that you're putting it on, that looks like an oil. It's also Benacham. You only cover half of it. It's mutter.
Doesn't the oil have to have Pesach of some sort? How do you get into this?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
What?
Doesn't the oil have
to have? An oil doesn't necessarily have to be that the tachlis is for the tashrish of a person. Have anything which I want to
just the form.
I want, well, the Rashi says you have to be using the space underneath. Let's say I want to put a cover on a storage box. I'm using the space underneath, and I want this covering over it. I want it to act as an oil over it. I can't get into it, but it's being mild on the contents of the box. So that's the form of an oil. Oil is there to protect. It can be to protect me. It can protect my items. Right, so I want them, they shouldn't get wet, they shouldn't get dusty, they shouldn't get stolen. Those are all, I'm being mild over it for that purpose. So that's a valid oil.
So if I open a kufsa on Shabbos and it close up again, that's making oil?
Well, something which has hinges, it's the Chazisha Lashon is when it has hinges, it's no different than opening and shutting a door. You'd ask me a question.
A can with a
camp. If it's made to open and close, so that's mutter. But Chazal did have certain cases which that's not these things are not miyuchat to each other. We don't see that they're miyuchat to each other. I'm just putting this mishmeres over this chavis. There's no relationship between the mishmeres and the chavis. They just met right now, you know. So you look like you're making an oil. But as it says, but that's only the ultimate case. Only also normally if you make mechitz as well. So you make an oil and mechitz is also just make an oil is mutter. So why is it also over here? So as it says, since you're covering the whole chavis, it looks a little more like an oil. That's why they asked it. It's their bottom. So that's what he's saying right now. This is over here. If you tell me the problem is not uvda d'chol, but the problem is oil. The inyan asiyas oil l'shach b'zeh elikish mechas b'kviva kol chalal kli shatatel. He has to cover the whole kli. Avlim oitzer b'yoder achas elikli shal yiapenei kula. So if he doesn't do that, she just suspends it in the air. So it doesn't cover the whole kli. He pours it with the other hand. Even though it's more than tevach off the ground, it's an osur. The Shulchan doesn't learn the issue is oil. The Shulchan learns the issue here is we need to do a shino. You shouldn't be able to call. Asher the Gam is a Shini Mikri. That's also Shini. Normally you just put over the top of the oil, the barrel. Here you're hanging, you're holding in your hand. Why are you doing that? Shini. Pradim Hoyat Solo, Dain Sarkle is a Shini Klaal, the Tamarishan, Kamashu Sapan. Especially in a case where it's Solo, which according to the first Shita, you can use Mishameras, means we don't need a Shini. So according to the Shogunar, the issue is Shini, you don't need Shini in such a case, so don't worry about it. Fine. Be'er Lochem points out a difference between these two opinions is if you set up before Shabbos. So the issue is making an oil, it's only an issue to make the oil on Shabbos. If the issue is that when you do the act of being Meshamer, you're doing it in a weekday fashion, so it doesn't help me that you put the Seder on top before Shabbos. The problem is when you pour in, you're pouring in Uvda Dechol. Whereas according to Rashi, with the problem is oil, it's the only problem if you made it on Shabbos. If you put it there for more Shabbos, it's fine. Okay. Yud Gimel. Kli Shema'aron Boyayin Me'achovis. So I use this kli to dip into the chovis and bring out wine, and then I pour that wine out. So that's my... you're drawing the wine out with this container, and now I want to pour it out from there into the cups that we're drinking from. So I want to put on the top where the wine comes out some type of a filter. So yitim b'fiv kashin mekismin b'chazaka. You can't like put little pieces of straw and the splinters there. The point being that the liquid wine will go through, and they're in tight, they're wedged in tight, so they're not going to fall into your cup, but they're going to catch a lot of the shmorim and stuff like that. So you're putting like a filter in the spout. That's basically what you're doing. So I want to put a filter in my, you know, I have a water pitcher, and there's a filter over there, little grate which prevents the ice from coming out. So that's not a problem, because you know we don't look at the ice as a barrier from the water. But here's something which is an undesirable foodstuffs. I'm filtering them out. So in the chomasen is called the mizum. That's a form of a filter. No, lo yitain. Ratzalomer, I feel a mayor of Shabbos. The issue here is not putting the pieces in. The issue is using it. So even if you made the kli, you added this to the kli from before Shabbos, you can't use it on Shabbos. Kedusan derech by Shabbos is also marishulchan orach b'yayin achukzas. Now this is relevant in the case of, let's say, what the liquid you're pouring through is wine, which is partially a ocher. Dimo yayin solo umasana rak ne kisim and dakan shaboy. After mishameris mamish muter. I told you can use a bona fide mishameris to do it. I can use some little pieces of wood to do be my filter to kavu chaymer. So you put it those in there b'chazaka. This way they're gonna make a like a dam and prevent the liquid from coming out easily and trap all of the unwanted particles in the liquid. The derech hu litchev piv b'chayzik, you would put that in tightly. And these pieces there the will create a mesh which will prevent the junk in the wine from going through. That's the form of mishmeris. Now, the lash of the Shulchan Aruch, Shenach Masen is Gedolim Mizum. Like this is, sounds like the Shulchan Aruch, this is partially it won the medal for creative inventions. There's no better Mishenenis than this. The Gemara eats a Demechzik Mishenenis. The Mordish calls it Demechzik. That doesn't sound as nearly as dramatic as the lash of the Shulchan Aruch. Pirush Aran, the Lash of the Shulchan Aruch, Shrei Oyrim Bashmorim. These things are not perfect. They're going to let a certain amount through. They're not the fine mesh of a cloth which blocks everything. Okay. Elakiman, the Isa, Kisman, and Tanoifis, the Loyavibu, but since there are many things which it does block, Dami the Mishameris. So Chazal said it's a Mexican Mishameris. So Masha Kazav Shachonor, the Shachonor says, like, there's nothing better. What do you mean? There's lots which is much better. The answer is, from the size that it filters out, it does a great job. It doesn't do such a great job with the smaller particles. That's not where, that wasn't the person's goal. Hainu l'inyan, the ma'akev hated al-kaponim, ha-kesu, and the tenefesh malavra, what it does block, it blocks very well. So in that sense, it's the best type of filter. And the sense of that whatever it filters well. Okay. Yod Dalit. Mutalaris Benachas Mikli Lechaber. So a person is pouring from Kli A to Kli B. Kli A has some shmorm in the bottom. Meanwhile, the wine, when it's as it sits after a while, the shmorm go to the bottom, and the top, the upper wine is clear because the gravity pulls these particles which are in suspension in the wine eventually will settle down to the bottom. So now the top of it is clear. Now I want to pour out from that wine into another container. So I would like to pour out the clear wine. So I'm going to be careful to pour that the shmornim shouldn't come out as well. So is that mutter? So mutter laris benachas mikli lechaber. You're allowed to do that gently. But one cleat and the other. Mavachi zarka sheyipsa kakiluach meskilin leirat and itzoytzes ktanas and ishavis bachrona mitecha b'solus yafsik v'nichem imashmor. But when this only works when you're pouring the part which is totally clear. But you get to the part where there is shmorim plus clear liquid, and you want to mimasanin out the clear part from the shmorim, then you're doing breira. Just make sure you stop before that point. Shimla yasekein having the tzitzis muchi, having the muchi shuberer. So the little pockets of liquid which come out from amidst the discard, the mishameris, the shemorim, whatever it is, that's going to be problematic because there's a real terubis between the good wine liquid and the shemorim, and you're pouring out in such a way that the wine is coming out and not the shemorim. You're doing burger. Okay, now the Ramos case is really a different point. Person wants to raise the barrel up to give it more height, so allow for the flow of the flow of the wine better because you have more gravity or you have a better angle, whatever it is. So I want to hasten the process. So that's mutter, but it's only mutter when I'm taking the power of terubis. So what we're really learning over here is that if we have a cup and the bottom there's shmorim and the top it's clear, we look at really as two distinct items. The top part is not burr and the bottom part is a burr issue. Now, it's not that the whole thing is in a terubis. It's not true. The bottom part is in a terubis, so the top part already is not in a terubis. The fact that it's attached to something which is in a terubis doesn't make it that it's in a terubis. So there's no burr on the top part, but there's burr on the bottom part. So common example, I think we spoke about, a person makes tea essence from before Shabbos, he leaves like three tea bags in the essence, some tea bags in the essence. So you have a container, whatever, the upper part of the tea essence is not in a terubis with the tea leaves in the bottom, but you get lower down where the tea bags are, that water and those leaves are in a terubis. So if I'm going to pour out with my kli, if I'm pouring out gently so that what's going to come off is the top part, great. If I pour it in such a way that I make a sharp turn, what the nature is the bottom of stuff comes out. So my tea essence is coming out from amidst the tea leaves, which is good from bad, but it's using the kli to do that. That's called ayinei kli. It'll be also made a rabbanan pasha, not the rices. It's not a kli, which is a miyuchad for brayer. Okay. So the fellow's goal over here was when the Nitzoytzis Katanis, Hanyashoifis, Bachroina, Mitecha, Apasolis. So the final little Nitzoytzis, the final little pockets of good liquid will flow out from amongst the Psoilis, that's a problem of burr. Those little drops that come off at the end. So that's already, that's usur, because these nitzoytzes indicate that there's a burr rish over here. Shubarer. Mari shirutz alishas lachar zman. So now, if I'm taking the good from the bad, so what's the problem? It's like, if it's for me to use, it's mutter. Teres, I want to use it for later in the day. The medayt al shtes al altar, because you want to use it right away. Like I'm alone, the oichel mitach pseilus kishabarim shlayin ekli mutter imedayt al echem yad. There's no kli involved. You're taking the good from the bad for immediate use. So everything's wonderful. It's mutter. Okay, mekan avshem arim ekli lekli. So you're using the kli. The kolmakim ikar abreira nasa ayade yodav. The ikar abreira is not the kli, but his hands. Minosin kismin befiak kli shemara besoicher. If you put these kismin over the kli that you're pouring into, kesh yistan and hate them, which will then filter out everything. B'zeh afilu l'alter osur imenu mafsik keshem aschilan nitzoytzes leirid misham. So there, there would be a problem. Even though it's l'alter, but that's already a teruvah situation. Mishnah d'chasha kibar yadei kli, because that's considered using the kli to do bur. So now a new case. I have my soup and I let it sit for a while and the fat rises to the top and I want to pour off the oil. So I can't, oh, from the gravy. You can't do that. Even if he doesn't use a spoon ladle to get it out, he just used the rim of the pot that you cooked it in. So we could just say that's called yad, not kli. Why the shuman nikri psoilus to gabi a roitiv? Imen a roitz alechol hashuman lahalter. If I don't want to use the fat right now, I don't enjoy it. I might use it as a point in the future. I don't want to use it right now. So that's psoilus. And the roitiv of the gravy is oichel. So therefore, come on, consorcer. The shimon that sells the gabi, right? The man who writes the lechol, a shimon lehalter. B'selus mitachoichel oser. That's taking off the fat is taking off the b'selus from the oichel. If he writes a lechel, how is it allowed? You really want to use it for immediate use? Commercial kosher is a reshes simon. From shavuk b'yachad imashum and gam mixes min ha'aretiv. Sure, but if he doesn't really do breira, because when he pours off the reitiv, he pours off some of the pours off the shum and he pours off some of the reitiv also. The fat and some of the gravy goes with, so that he wasn't being burr. So that's what we mentioned. I forgot to say, the Chazanish was asked about using a sink in the floor, in the bottom of the sink. There's a strainer, so the purpose of the strainer is it catches, you know, the little extra pieces of cholent, whatever it is, get caught in the strainer, and the water goes through. So you're being burr the water from the stuff in the strainer, and the Chazanish said back, well, it's psalus from psalus. You're throwing them both away. I like to throw in the garbage can. This I like to throw down the sink, down the drain. But they're both psoilus. That's not called breira. Essentially, when we saw the bir halacha, the lomdus of breira is you're doing a tikkun in the oichel, because the oichel is in some way impeded for being used. There's an impediment to it being usable because of the psoilus. By removing the psoilus, you're making it more usable. So that's the tikkun in the oichel. Well, you can't say that over here. Well, the water that's going down the drain is much better water now. Like, you know. So the fact that you want to discard one in one place is another, that's not. So he's saying, me'ain that sur over here, if I'm letting out the shuman and the roitzev together, so I'm not doing breira, I'm throwing the whole teruvas out. You know,
But the oichel that I'm left with is completely matuka now. So I don't understand the feta. I never understood the feta.
Well, the way the heter works is, like we said before, we look at a kli as there's different parts of the kli. The upper stuff, which is just, or the, in the case of oil is usually on top. The lower food, the gravy, which has no oil near it, is not in the teruvis. The teruvis is only in the face.
You just look at the neighborhood of
the where the gravy and the oil meet. So that I take all of that out and I throw that out, and I am left with happy roita, which no longer has shuman blocking it. But it's not really, that was never the teruvis really. That's mainly the case over there of the, you know, layering, which, you know, with the shabura,
right.
You know, that's more the. Okay. So now he said, you're even allowed to lift up the chavis that the wine should pour out better. Keshikalech, mem nunvav, al bisha al yedei ze, yorid yayin gam metecha mishmorim. Echashik bor kol zman, shein on yitzos, maskilim leirid min hashmorim, kemoshin inspire. Even though some of the, when it pours out like that, with the extra height, it tilts better, so you're going to get some of the stuff by the shmorim. As long as you're not really seeing those pockets of liquid coming out of the amongst the shmorim, that's not really called that you're doing brayer. Okay. Okay. Tes vav. So tes vav touches on really the idea which I just mentioned. Run through it over here. Okay. So Masinenis Shnosim Bachardal is Sananoi. So now I do not know exactly how you process mustard seed. It sounds like you crush it, and after you crush it, the mustard seeds are very fine. The not the seeds, but you know, the particles of the seeds are very fine. There are also other things mixed in which are not as fine, they're coarse, and you don't want them. So you can use a masenetis, which is this very fine filter, this cloth filter. You can put the cardel in it. Eventually, the little particles of the cardel of the mustard will fall through them, and the discards will remain on top. Okay. So he did that before Shabbos. He set that up before Shabbos. So that's sitting there doing that thing. Could take a few days. I don't know how long it takes. Meanwhile, he has this great idea. Why doesn't he throw in a raw egg, and the cardinals will come out in the bottom, and you want your challah to be nice and yellow. So the yolk, in general, the yolk is more liquidy than the white. So you throw in the raw egg, you puncture the yolk. The yolk will be misbarer down together with the cardinal, and the white will stay on top. So now I want to do that. I want to add the egg on Shabbos, the raw egg on Shabbos. So am I allowed to do that? I'm going to be mevarer the yolk, from the white. So misenenis shenosim b'chardel l'sananoi. The chardel is already in there from before Shabbos. Motzolitin babe. You're allowed to add an egg to it, a raw egg. Even though the yolk is going to go down through the holes with the chardel, the chelbein and the whites. Way remember the word? It's you can see the lashon of cholov. So it's like milk. It's the white, the whitish color is nishalamala. So the white stays on top because it's a little more body to it, and it's more makusher together. So that's mutter. Now the question is why? So I'm being burr the yolk from the white. So zok the mishtaburu. Nun zayin shenosin bo. Hanam erev Shabbos, the cardinal's there, you can't put the cardinal there on Shabbos. That's a turn it up. Not what the cardinal's there from before Shabbos. The Shabbos also the son of the cardinal, Aydim and Sananis. Mishum the Pseller, Shabbakardo, Nishalamalo, Umersi Kibur, Kimish and Oichlon, Kavur, the Kamam and Simon Tav Kapud, Sif Gimbal, the Philip Yamtav, also Liver. So this is an Isser Breira, even on Yamtav. Now, the Sharatzian says that the Bach says it's Chayav Chatos, there's Mavur and Toysa that it's not Chayav Chatos. I'm not sure what they use the Chardel for, so I think that's what he gets in. I'm not sure I'm with the Bach. I mean, Mishabur is yelling at the Bach. The Tosis is more and all like that, but I get the Bach. I'm not sure why it's not Chayiv. Okay. So the white is staying Lamala. You're not going to end up using the white. Now, so why is that? You're taking the yolk, which is the usable part, from the white, which is the not usable part. So that's you're being Kibara the Oichel. The yolk from the pseudos, which is the white. No. The after hakelmanchu mesanin eno bishilachila rakadei liapas mara chardel. The usage that we're giving to the yolk is not a real usage of that. Now we're going to be able to use it for chila. What you would do is add a little bit of coloring. So since it's not a real bona fide significant accomplishment, so you can't say, well, the white was pseudos and the yolk was Oichel, the yolk wasn't such a chashav oichel either. So along the lines, like we said before, that being mafred, the bar would be that there's a tikkun. The yolk can't do its accomplishment that it has to accomplish because the white is there bothering it, and you're doing a tikkun in the yolk by being bar the white out. Well, the accomplishment is accomplishing, it's not so significant. You say that it was lacking a tikkun and what beforehand, and now is matukan now. So it's not called bur.
Why is this better than sorting silverware? I'm still separating these two things.
So the truth is, what you're asking is a good question, because that was the argument of the Yeshua's Yaakov. The Yeshua's Yaakov said that he says, Shtemir Erechlim, Luchara. By definition, is Malach and Tzrich Lagufa, because he didn't see that you would look at my knives are considered in a state of non-use because I have spoons mixed with them. Yeah. The Shabura argued and said, no, but that as much as they're in a Tarubis right now, I can't really use my knives so well because the spoons are there. But at the end of the day, the usage of the knife and the spoon are significant usages. The difference of coloring versus non-coloring, as I was saying, is an insignificant usage. Now, but if your goal is that I want to eat the yolk, and that's my goal, and not the white, osir. The shame in the Oichlan mikri b'shach al zeh shame brera. Now it's two different types of foods. Then you have a brera problem. Some say even that's mutter. They argue that we look at the yolk and the egg and the white, since they come in one package, they're considered one min. You can't say brera when there's only one min. So that's the materium. He says, well, you should be machmer on that because the maisa. We are mishtamish with them separately. They become two minyan for that purpose. Let's hold it here. There's